here's a story from The World.
The economy is struggling. It's actually shrinking. In Malawi, food shortages and hunger had been serious challenges before the coronavirus. COVID-19 only made their challenges in southern Africa harder. So when Malawians go to the polls this week to elect a new president, all of this will be on their minds. The World's Halima Gikandi has our story.
For millions of Malawians planning to vote for president tomorrow, there's a sense of deja vu. That's because the country just had a presidential election last year, in May. The incumbent president, Peter Mutharika, narrowly won with 38% of the vote. He's been in office since 2014. International election monitors said it was a free, fair, and democratic contest. But many Malawians didn't feel that way. Demonstrators across the country accused President Mutharika of stealing the election. The runner-up, opposition candidate Lazarus Chakwera, did too. So he took the issue to court. Jadala Peggy Chinkwezule is the president of the Women Lawyers Association of Malawi. She said Malawi's constitutional court noted several irregularities in the first election.
The irregularities ranged from the use of different tariff sheets, the correction of errors, whether the use of Tippex was the right thing.
The Tippex that she's referring to here was a white correctional fluid used on ballots. Apparently, electoral officers used it to correct the so-called voting errors. This was only one issue that led Malawi's court to take an unprecedented step. In February, they nullified the results of last year's election.
The court even says, let's nullify the elections because there were vast irregularities that affected the will of the people.
And that brings us to Tuesday's vote. Once again, the incumbent president, Mutharika, is running against Lazarus Chakwera, a former pastor. Boniface Dulani is a political scientist at the University of Malawi. He says most Malawians are happy to have the chance to vote again.
The economy is certainly in a very, very bad and very fragile state.
Dulani recently published a poll finding that 85% of Malawians feel their country is headed in the wrong direction under President Mutharika. Chakwera is running on a message of change. He says he wants to turn the country around, improve the lives of poor people, and fight corruption. Chakwera spoke about his platform during a webinar on Friday.
So we have come up with an approach that says, let the farmers out there get out of abject poverty.
Chakwera is promising to help farmers and create new jobs. And despite the pandemic, his campaign has attracted big crowds of supporters. On the other side, President Mutharika's campaign efforts have been relatively quiet. Another recent poll predicted Chakwera could beat Mutharika in this election. That sounds good to Jane Mtika. She's a party vendor in the capital of Lilongwe, whose business has been hurting badly. Mtika says she hopes this election will be a turning point for Malawi.
I think tomorrow the government is changing here in Malawi. I will be very happy for that.
If that doesn't happen, Boniface Dulani says he worries that Chakwera's supporters might say the election was rigged again. And even if he does win, Dulani says turning around the economy won't be easy. That's not to forget the coronavirus. The Electoral Commission has said it will put out hand-washing stations and enforce social distancing at polling places. The election results for the presidential vote in Malawi are expected later this week. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.
From PRX.